Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 320. And following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 320. My Father gives all power unto me. The Son of God is limitless. There are no limits on His strength, His peace, His joy, nor any attributes His Father gave in His creation. What He wills with His Creator and Redeemer must be done. His holy will can never be denied, because His Father shines upon His mind and lays before it all the strength and love in heaven and earth. I am He to whom all this is given. I am He in whom the power of my Father's will abides. Father, Your will can do all things in me, and then extend to all the world as well through me. There is no limit on Your will, and so all power has been given to Your Son. Amen. I really like the line, the Son of God is limitless. There are no limits on His strength, His peace, His joy, nor any attributes His Father gave in His creation. Unlimited. Unlimited in peace. Unlimited in joy. Unlimited in strength. I am as God created me. This strength that he talks about isn't the strength of the body. For this is not an attribute that God gave me in my creation. This strength he talks later in the lesson. He says, His holy will can never be denied because His Father shines upon His will and lays before it all the strength and love in heaven and earth. This strength he's talking about is the will. this strength. Is strength over the mind, believing the false beliefs? God's will, our will, my will, is the strength that lets me rise above the illusion. It is my power. My Father gives all power, strength unto me. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, the truth within. Remind me of my will, the will of God. Remind me that it is my will to rise above the illusion. To remain in unlimited peace and joy and strength. I'm so grateful for the strength, the will I share with God. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind and the body, taking a few deep breaths, allowing the stress of the illusion to seep out of us. Take rest, relax, there's no place to go, there's nothing to do, nothing to fix for the next few minutes. Allow yourself to let go of the illusion. Let go of the idea of body, the concept of time, the belief in memories. Allow yourself to enter into the present moment. Without the constraints and limitations of anything. Feel the freedom letting go of the illusion. Feel the regained strength. Of having nowhere to go, nothing to do, and nothing to fix. The strength of not listening to the mind's illusion, but sinking deeply into the will of the heart. Having let go of the illusion, where there is no story about you, there are no limits on you, who are you? What are you? Can you feel the strength of what you are? If you are feeling, knowing this strength, remain here. In the knowingness. But if you are still distracted by the illusion, then turn inward. Being aware of the thoughts, the sensations, the emotions. Aware of them coming into awareness, not touching them, not making them you, simply being the one in awareness. These thoughts, emotions, sensations have no power over you. They're not you. They're simply what you're observing, aware of. Letting those just be there, in awareness, not you. And notice the strength of the awareness of awareness. Feel that strength of not being impacted by that which you are aware of. The strength of the one who's aware of being aware. remained in the strength without thought, without body, without emotion. Simply being in peace. If the mind is still bringing up thoughts, emotions, sensations, simply be aware of being aware of them. Don't resist them. Don't think of them as good or bad. Simply be in awareness of them. And if you get drawn back into the illusion, when you become aware of becoming aware. This is the practice of discovering your true strength. Thank you for joining with me today and sitting in the power, the strength given unto us by the will of God, our will. Namaste.